Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The great Carl Banks joins us. Yep. And of course, he called the game yesterday afternoon between the Giants and Jaguars.
Let me just say, Carl is brought to you by your Tri-State Kia dealers. Visit TriStateKiaDealers.com to discover Kia's full lineup of high-quality, stylish, and dependable vehicles. Number 58, the two-time Super Bowl champion. Carl, how are you?
I'm doing great, Joe, and it's so good to hear you back on the air, and hope you had a great summer. How's golf?
I played a lot of it. I'll tell you that. I didn't get much better, Carl, but I certainly played a lot. I can tell you that.
Quantity over quantity
sometimes.
There
you go. Right? That's right. That's right.
What's your biggest takeaway from this week one game?
We found out more about the Giants under this new era, and some of it's good. Some of it doesn't appear to have changed in terms of individual performances, but there are some signs. It's a loss. They have to learn how to win again. That's for sure. They have to learn that plays that are makeable are important in the pursuit of victory. And that was lost over the last couple of years, and particularly last year, nothing mattered. So as much as the attitudes have been extremely positive from offseason through this opening game, they now have to reprocess their thoughts and their actions towards winning plays. Not the routine plays have a cause and effect. So I'm going to fast forward a little bit, and we can go back. But the Sterling Shepard drop, right? Mm-hmm. That would have put them at 2nd and 2 in the red zone at the 19-yard line. 2nd and 2 against the Jacksonville Jaguars on 2nd down, you got your entire playbook open. You drop it, now it's 2nd and 10, then 3rd and whatever. I think it was a penalty after that. So those plays make a difference. Having the ability of Evan Engram to make a tough catch and not drop it changes field position. You end up punting on that play. I mean, on that series. So those are the things that are winning plays. Punt returners, when the game is still within your grasp and you have some momentum on offense, you get the ball back, there's no certainty that Jacksonville's going to stop you because you got them reeling a little bit. But you drop it, game over. So the attitude, I think, of this team is good. They lost. Let's not sugarcoat it. They lost. The attitude is good. Now they have to think like winners. They know that they have an offense that spreads the ball around. They have an offense that can move and do positive things against one of the teams, the league's toughest defenses. So if they can think like winners, every play, every little thing is important, then you'll see them come out with victory. But, you know, everybody that's bellyaching right now about this loss, they had it as a loss at the beginning of the season. They just didn't think it would be this close and didn't think the Giants had a chance to do it. And you see now that this team has the chance to win against good football teams. But they've got to relearn how to do that.
Carl, to me, you know, the offensive line was the major problem in this football game. I understand drop passes, Shepard, Engram dropped a couple. I get that. But that was the issue. And I tell you, after the first series, I thought Ereck Flowers was going to get cut before the second series of the game.
You know what? He fails in public better than anybody we know. it's a fact. But listen, I am not sugarcoating anything. There were a lot of bad plays on their offensive line. The guys that they were going against, they are a front that does that quite often to offensive lines that are better than the Giants. Now, Ereck, on the first three plays of the game, Flowers had two of the three plays were penalties attributed to him.
Right.
Gotta just see that for what it is, right? And you start off, and if you say, well, but this is a fresh start for Ereck Flowers, and going into the season, you say, okay, they moved him over, fresh start, and then you see those three, and there's no other way to look at it as, well, I guess that hasn't changed. But when we see his failures in public, it's important, and this is not a defense of Flowers. He and Evan Engram, both, who didn't have a great day blocking either, had the two key blocks on the Saquon Barkley run that got Barkley to the second level. It was directly behind Flowers and inside of Engram. Both of those guys, Engram got his guy on the ground and Flowers washed his guy down. And so when we look at, and I haven't looked at the film to see how many good plays were there, but I'm going to give that kid credit on that one.
It was also a block by Sterling Shepard, too.
That sprung the touchdown.
Yes, that day. Yeah, right.
The blocks that got that play going were those two kids. And so, I mean, look, again, I do not defend the indefensible, right? But I am also going to give credit when it's due because the kid gets beat publicly all the time. And we beat up on him. But he gave you one good one. I don't know how many others he gave you. But as long as he's in there, there's always going to be some hit or miss proposition with him out there. That said, until the Giants decide that they want to do something different, my expectation is that the kid continues to battle every single down. And that's what he's done because he was able to get a block that, you know, put them back in the game.
Odell, first game back, missed so much time last year. He didn't have that big monster game-breaking play, but he did have 11 catches for 111 yards, and you could tack on some more penalty yards that he acquired. But yeah. I ask you this. In the second half of this game, specifically the final punt, but even before that, what's going through my mind is he's healthy, he's playing. How about we see him on punt returns? Coach Shurmur said it was possible we would see that, I think when he was interviewed by Mike 2 weeks ago. Your thoughts on the fact that we didn't see Odell?
Not to be evasive, because I can't answer the question with the knowledge of a coach. So that is one that the coach should have to answer as to what he was thinking. I didn't give it a thought as to whether or not he should have been back there or not. But the situation of the game surely could have been one of, well, let's put him back there. Or they thought they had enough time, they get the ball on a fair catch, and they go. I don't think they were looking for a touchdown on a return. They wanted to get the possession back. And, you know, where he was fielding the ball gave them, with the time on the clock, gave them enough time to operate. But I guess it's a fair question until the coach can give you an explanation. Yeah. But I'll be honest with you, it never crossed my mind that they put him back there. If it were an overtime game,
sure,
and you needed it, I'd say put him back there.
Yeah, it was on my mind only because it was one of the things I took away from when he was interviewed a few weeks ago, just thinking about that. Like, yeah, that's such a weapon that the Giants have, having Odell. And he was asked about it after the game, but he gave no answer. The question was, did you consider putting Odell back there? And he said no. And that was it. There was no.
Well, I mean, look, when you need one of those walk-off DeSean Jackson type plays, that's when you put him back there. We learned a lot about this team and its coaches. And I think they learned a lot about themselves. So it counts as one. Win or loss, it counts as one. They weren't going to go to the Super Bowl on this one. But it showed a lot about what this team is about. So they're going to learn from this. Maybe if the circumstances were repeated, he put Odell back there. I think they, you know, in his mind, it wasn't the right situation. Coaching instincts or coaching intuition. So I couldn't answer it, but I can tell you I never thought about and never explored it during the course of the game. Why did they put him back there? I just never thought it was the situation.
You know, a guy I thought had a terrific game call was Eli Apple.
He absolutely did.
I understand this is not the greatest offense in the world, the Jaguars, but I thought Apple was terrific.
Well, here's the thing that you take away from this. Yes, they weren't the greatest receivers in the world, but you know that Eli Apple's going to get everybody's best. They're going to pick on him and see if he can answer the bell. This was test number one. He answered the bell. He was fundamentally sound the entire game. I mean, his technique was textbook all game. He stayed focused all game. And that's what he had to do, because if he didn't, we'd be saying, well, same old Eli Apple. He's grabbing, he's holding, he's poor technique. No, you start with the first play of the game and you end it the way you started it. That's a heck of a game by him.
How'd you think the quarterback played?
He had probably more good plays than bad. He missed a few opportunities, I can tell you that. But I got no problem with Eli Manning. I think he moved the offense and operated in it relatively well. He moved the pocket, threw some good plays. But like I said, he's got one I know for sure that he wish he had back.
Odell in the end zone. He had him wide open.
But you know what's also lost? We can go back to Eli, but Odell Beckham, the one little thing that we just didn't pay much attention to, the play on Jalen Ramsey, the holding call.
Right.
I can guarantee you, if you ask Jalen Ramsey, did you know Odell Beckham was that fast? Ramsey never had a chance to get out of his back pedal. Odell was on him that fast. I mean, we've seen a lot of Odell Beckham, but this looks like a different level. Mm. I'm just the way he moved on the field yesterday. Looked like he's always open.
Constantly. He was open constantly.
And look what he's doing again.
No doubt about it.
No.
Constantly.
You're absolutely right. And I'm telling you, you go back and look at it. I don't know what it is. And I know the kid's great, and his focus was there all game too. But I'm telling you, there's something about him yesterday, and I hope it goes the entire season. He was playing at a different level against a damn good cornerback.
That one
play was kind of a microcosm of the way he operated all game. I mean, when you go back and look at that, he was on Ramsey like oxygen. Literally, Ramsey had to grab him because he was going to be going. He was going to go by him like he was never there.
Yeah, he was open all day. I mean, I can't remember one time when wasn't like 5 yards minimum of separation.
Yeah, I mean, his route running was great, and you know the quarterback found him, you know, when he needed to find him.
There's no doubt he's going to have a monster year. And there's just no doubt. And he started off by having 11 catches for over 100 yards. He didn't have that huge, big play. But when you think about the amount of yardage he added to this offense compared to the other wide receivers, it was incredible. It wasn't just the 111 yards. You mentioned the penalty he drew on Jalen Ramsey. It's the penalty yards as well. Yep. He is going to be almost impossible to cover. And the Jaguars have the two best corners in the game.
Yeah, probably
the best combo
best
of corners in the
game.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right. Ramsey and Bouye.
Yep.
So that's not bad, man.
Nope.
Yeah, but, you know, this team, they battled against a very good team. They gave themselves a chance to win, but there's a reason why they were 3-13, and the Jacksonville Jaguars were in the AFC Conference game a play or two away from the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They know how to win. The Giants have to learn that. They got to get that feeling back again is really what it comes down to. But, you know, when you look at the level of competition – that they played, and they caused chaos with the Giants front. They continued to battle, and there are no moral victories, but there is something called confidence builders. And when they go back and look at there were a lot of bad plays in there, but they were expected to be bad against that front. But when you look at how they battled and they kept giving themselves a chance, that's something that becomes a confidence builder and not a morale builder. You know, something that just stamps on your morale.
The key is they got to go out next Sunday night and they got to beat the Cowboys.
Yep.
Because it's great
absolutely.
To feel good.
Yep.
Now you got to win.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
I said it's a confidence booster. You're right. They've got to turn that into results. But we did find out something about this team.
Sure.
And they're not the same. They're a vertical offense. They were able to generate some pressure. Their pass coverage, not bad. They had some spots in there where they got exploited, which I kind of expected in certain areas. But they played the second best team in the AFC.
Yeah.
And they gave themselves a chance. They battled. So did they show grit? I think they did. They didn't quit. against a very good team, especially up front. They got whipped a lot, it's but just, they didn't quit.
It's a shame that the game ended the way it did, too, because I really, as a fan, just wanted to see.
Yeah, you wanted to see them get a shot in that last possession.
Just one last shot. Yeah.
You did. But this is the function of a roster that's been in transition since July, and a guy that's been with the team 1 week brought his style of punt returning in and not the Giants style or what's expected. And I'm sure he didn't intend to drop the ball, but the attention to detail, the understanding of this is a moment. I cannot be responsible for us not having a chance. I need to give us a chance at worst, catch the football. That's all you have to do.
Of course, that's it.
That's the expectation. Do what's expected, number one, right? Mm-hmm. And those little things turn into the positives that give your team a chance to win. But that's learning how to win again.
No question.
Yep.
Carl,
yep.
Always great talking to you, my
friend. Friday,
thank you,
right?
Man.
You're
yes,
in Friday,
indeed.
Right? All right,
yes.
Carl. Look forward to seeing you Friday, Carl.
All right.
Carl Banks here in his weekly spot on a Monday. Here's the challenge for the Giants. We all knew coming in.
By the way, this, when you talk about speed, and no doubt about Beckham, but this Tariq Hill in Kansas
City. Oh, my God. He did everything yesterday.
You talk about a guy with speed. Oh, my God. I mean, him and Beckham, probably two fastest guys in this sport.
Tyreek Hill was tremendous yesterday, as were the Chiefs. And the Chargers really missed Joey Bosa, that's for sure.
Yep.
But the Giants, after they played Dallas.
They missed playing in San Diego, too.
Yes, they do.
Let's not forget that.
The building is filled with fans of the other team.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable.
It's insane.
It really is unbelievable.
After the Giants play the Cowboys, they got to go to Houston. We'll see how good they are. They got to play the Saints. Their defense didn't look good. They got to go to Carolina. They got to play Philly. This is a very tough schedule.
It's tough.
And that's why it's fine, because I think the players after this game yesterday had a very positive look at it. That's fine as long as they win Sunday night. They can't lose Sunday night to the Cowboys. They start this season 0-2. Trust me, ain't going to be any good feelings going around. I think that's the desperation game. I don't think either team can really afford to start off
0-2. I agree. It's a huge game for both of them Sunday night. Completely agree.
Right out of the gate.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.